I'm Doreen Perry. Welcome to the second Radio 8 show. Ready to listen to a variety of unique music and spoken word? We've put together a great playlist, and I'm really glad you tuned in. But before we start, just a little background. This is truly an internet radio show in every way. We started Radio 8 because of the many talented musicians and poets we've met on the internet. Most of the performers on the show don't know each other in person. Some do, but most don't, and I've only met a few of them. There are so many talented people in this world, and the internet has enabled us to be exposed to artists who we wouldn't have ever had the chance to have known otherwise. So, with that in mind, we're going to start the first music set of the show with a song by Barry Gramillion about two people who meet on the internet. It's called Two Heads.
Just look what we have done. Two heads are thicker than one. Two heads are thicker than one. Two heads. Just sit here and wait for you to come back when you were good and ready to. I've been playing our love songs as corny as Kansas. It's a true, yeah. I believe in them, I believe in you. But darling, just look what we have done. Two heads are thicker than one. Two heads are thicker than one. Two heads. Just look what's become of us. We got a big old breakup from a little bitty fuss. It's just a question now of who gives in.
Who gives in?
If nobody moves, then nobody wins. Is there no solution in sight? Now tell me, will I be sleeping with my pride tonight? Just look what we have done. Two heads are bigger than one. Heads are thicker than one, two heads. Two heads are thicker than one, two heads. We must be crazy. Both sad and lonely. It's just a question now.
I went to the party, and the piper was there.
had his alligator shoes on and his processed hair. 1 gram, 2 grams, 3 grams down for the piper. There's 1 gram for the table, 1 gram for the spoon, 1 gram for the needle, 3 grams down for the piper. There's no rest for the wicked, no turn left on stone. 1 gram, 2 grams, 3 grams down for the piper. There's 1 gram for the table, 1 gram for the spoon, 1 gram for the needle, 3 grams down for the piper. Back in the back room, I saw Fannie Mae. The piper was on her, having his way. 1 gram, 2 grams, 3 grams down for the piper. Well, there's 1 gram for the table, 1 gram for the spoon, 1 gram for the needle, 3 grams down for the piper. Thank you.
They are making their way. You'll see the statues, they got nothing to say. You'll see the steamships, they are sailing away. Oh, my young friend, please play it again. The sun is coming up in a shadow-living town. You hear the street sweepers are coming round. Before they shut the lights and lock the door, play that horn Satchmo just once more. Oh, my young friend, play it again. Oh, my young friend, please play it again.
It looks like snow, but it's probably just freezing rain. And even though it's April, it looks like winter's back again. And all the flowers that are blooming in the yard, they'll be gone in the morning, 'cause they say it's gonna freeze hard. But do you think it will? Snow tonight. I wish my heart would just be still, like the world when it's covered in a blanket of white.
Counting them down, you just heard Barry Gramillion's Two Heads, then Lightning Rod's 3 Grams. After that, we heard Mockingbird by the Texas band Angel Bull, Ebony Angel by James Allred, also known as Fare Thee Well, and The Haunting Snow by singer-songwriter Annie Benjamin. In the next set, we'll mix up some spoken word with the music. Keep listening. You'll hear spoken word artists with a wide range of styles and messages.
Ladies and gentlemen, somewhere in the smoky, mystical green hills of East Texas, there grows a sacred, magic, ceremonial mushroom. Now, one time, a very wise man said to me, he said, "Lightning Rod, if you go and put 7 of these mushrooms in your mouth, it will open marvelous doors in your mind." So, taking him at his word, I roamed through the forest and the pastures until, lo, before me there appeared a cow paddy. And upon this humble pedestal were 7 little mushrooms, each with a purple heart. I closed my eyes and saw a city in mountains, azure as the sea, and around it there was a halo, every shade of blue, and all the mushroom men, all the mushroom men,
was past or it was future. I swear I past or it was future. Swear I really couldn't tell. The front door of heaven, the back door of hell. The front door of heaven, the back door of hell. I swear I really couldn't tell.
Now, this is a great story, and I want you people to listen to this.
Wish I was an Oscar Mayer wiener. That's what I truly like to be.
Did you ever notice that the closer we sit to the television, the more distant from history and world events we become? That's why the following is a rumination regarding the meat that goes with a couch potato.
Wish I was an Oscar Mayer wiener. That's what I
Because today's image-driven, so-called political discourse speaks no more to the circumstance of the day than a Calvin Klein ad speaks of the way we have sex. The difference between the meat that is packaged by Calvin Klein and the meat that is packaged by Hormel is strictly circumstantial. I've never understood why people refer to a singles bar as being a meat market. I mean, come on, when is the last time you walked into a Kroger and had the rump roast say,
"Get lost, loser"?
The difference between meat and sentient flesh is the ability to say, "Hell no."
Fat kids, skinny kids, kids.
That's why I am now referring to those followers of a certain right-wing talk show host who have reduced their understanding of political discourse to Ditto, the 90s equivalent of Sieg Heil. These people have the free will of lunch meat. And the difference between free will and lunch meat is the ability to say baloney. Rush Limbaugh is a right-wing mountain of lunch meat. Mount Rushmore made of Piccolo. He is the spam of political discourse. Down home, cheap, easily spread, 100% fat, can be consumed by people without teeth, made of the dubious parts of the carcass, and digested whole by folks of limited taste and discretion. You know, I was watching a show the other day, and when my level of annoyance reached its peak, I did as I suggest you do at home. I flipped the channel, and I started watching that other fat, lovable symbol of extinction. You know who I'm talking about. Barney the Dinosaur.
Turn your parents in. They're on drugs. We'll all be happy Nazi thugs.
And I really couldn't tell the difference between the two, so I started flipping back and forth. Barney Rush, Barney Rush, Barney Rush. Zip. Air Goebbels have been created by Jim Henson. I mean, look at them. They both really do look alike. Both rotund. Both got this super silly smirk shellacked across their face. In fact, the only difference that I can tell is that one of them is a guy dressed up as a dinosaur, while the other one is a dinosaur dressed up as a fat guy. Still, they both pretty much preach the same philosophy, which amounts to buy my stuff. Personally, I've never really understood all this right-wing, left-wing stuff. I mean, as far as I understood it, anything with only one wing usually flies in circles until it crashes. Just like those other all-lumbering, prehistoric beasts, the ones that could not adapt when the comet fell from the Mesoan sky and plunged our world into darkness. But what did survive were these scurrying, furry-butted, warm-blooded creatures that eventually became you and I. And we survived because we had interdependency. The ability to love, and today, still, without love, we are just dead meat and couch potatoes. Oh, but making very nice corpses clad in Calvin Klein, I'd like to add. Maybe that's why I keep having this image of Rush Limbaugh's T-Rex bellowing out a victory cry as he rips apart some liberal herbivore, but behind him, in the sky, a comet.
The middle way. Our tribal foe will advise lifting a revivifying politics above an approximated name and the disembodied voice we share demands an act of seizure and necessitates the deceits of public life we envisage our powers of transformation oppugned against. We are accused of anticipating how this conflict will be written historically. Certainly aware of the duplicity such a tract is premised on, doubtful principles framed by the open-endedness of a changing exegesis. Our reply is simply this, that some of us still surrender to ideals. That, they tell us, is the impotence of history, a void where action in the world cannot be conceived. It justifies the sordid practicalities desirable goals require, where the words and weapons of radical change are a fabric of lies and the soldiers of coercion. But then what else is the ascendancy of power? It makes our detractors' aims more dutiful than ours and viable when, after all, we remain without an identity. But enough. A city stood here once, where now with you, my friend, I contemplate our manifesto hours. 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 I contemplate our
manifesto hours. Thistles and marigolds. A long, curved path. A stone-strewn reminder. Each moment a gift. Uphill climbing, graced by a skyscape, how still the clouds sing. A touch of a thistle in a wind-blown reverie, scent of marigold, and I'm suddenly home.
The nighthawk of dawn, red-eyed and glint, spilled pop and liquor, oh what a stink. The cigarette dangling, wrong end, lights the filter and with nonchalance, he flips the cigarette and fails to catch it. No good for you anyway, he burns holes in his trousers. What the heck? Swipes nose with loosed tie, skinny and back in style, cigarette legs and two-tone shoes. He's a huckster, cap on his head, tossed back with a grin. My head is splitting with an ache. Oh, what a laugh. How about another round of coffee from the bottom of the barrel where I live? For the jitters, you know. Like this is the big one. No one talks about it anymore. What happened to the big one? Did it just go away? Or do we have bigger concerns? Guys in sheepskin threads and matching shoes. Yeah, well, those were the good old days when we were facing nuclear Armageddon and everything else was pretty rosy. Now your hands are shaking and look at that. Gotta calm down. My nerves are shot. If face today for what it is. From womb to tomb, it's all just killing, I used to think. But things are looking up, and it's Sunday, thank God, and tomorrow's a letdown. Back at the job, and having to deal with all that rubbish and dull chores, that's life, yeah. A little magic, and the rest is dark.
Revolutions are to be undertaken as a last resort when there is no other way out.
Not everyone is called to this task.
It is the path of the superior person who has confidence, and then only when the time is right. When the superior person moves out of the darkness and into the light, preventing excesses, free of selfish aims, there is nothing to regret.
A tiger skin, black stripes on yellow, reveals its pattern from afar.
So it is with revolution brought about by the superior person. Large, clear, guiding lines become visible, understandable to everyone.
We must be satisfied with the attainable.
If we go too far and try to achieve too much, it will lead to unrest and misfortune.
The object of a great revolution
is the attainment of
clarified, secure conditions,
ensuring a general stabilization on the basis of what is possible at the moment. We must be satisfied with the attainable.
You just heard Lightning Rod performing his trippy piece called Mushroom Men. And then the fine storyteller poet Chris Chandler telling us about Rush. After that, we heard Peter Callum from the UK reciting his piece, The Middle Way, and then Judy Haggai from Israel reciting her piece, Thistles and Marigolds. After that, we heard Nighthawk at Dawn by Luigi Monteferrante, and finally, Barry Gremillion's Fire in the Lake. One thing I know is this. To create music or spoken word poetry, you gotta have passion for what you're doing, which is why I wrote the next piece, because if it ain't got passion, then what's the point? You are listening to Radio 8, Words and Music from Studio 8, radiating worldwide.
You could study oil painting for decades, perfect techniques of blends and fades, be a student instructed personally by a master as adept as Van Gogh, work diligently to hone your skills but have nothing at all to show but what appears to be paint by numbers, not good enough to sell at Kmart. If when you paint, you don't paint with your heart. You could push yourself to the max at the bar, 1,000 pliés a week, practice jetés across the newly waxed sprung floor 12 hours a day, and seek out the most celebrated master classes, perfect your technique for many years. But when the curtain goes up and it's time to perform, the audience will be bored to tears, no matter your poise or costume fashion. If when you dance, you don't dance with passion. If it ain't got passion, if it ain't got heart, then baby, I'm telling you, it just ain't art. You could learn the Stanislavski method, study under Hoffman, Pacino, Spacey, and Penn, work with the stars again and again as they train you in inflections. You could take the prize from the local summer stock show for being there at every rehearsal curtain. But one thing's for sure, one thing's for certain, when it's time for opening night, if you want the show to be appealing, it's a fact. If you want to act, your performance needs to have feeling. Whether you speak English, Japanese, or French, whether you live on this side or that side of the ocean, the making of art is all about emotion. If it ain't got passion, if it ain't got heart, then baby, I'm telling you, it just ain't art.
Thank you. drop by drop and step by step. One gives what the other one gets. It's an old saw, but you know it's true. You're waiting on the other shoe. Melt down like fire on the lawn. Hurts those most put upon. It's a red line, you know what they do. You wouldn't want it done to you. And you know, and you see that it's hard times in the heart of the city. People selling off their ground, people losing half their time. Look round, it's all trickle down. In for a penny, in for a pound. It's a red flag, they're moving on you. You wouldn't want to misconstrue. Block by block and inch by inch, they buy down what they couldn't pinch. Tighten your belt, you've known what to do. Was that the last one to make it through? And you're screwed. And you see that it's hard times in the heart of the city. People selling off their ground, people losing half their town. Dyer used to live next door. He wasn't rich, but he wasn't poor. He lost it all in the crunch of 08. Was it his move to deregulate? And floods come, and floods go. And it's hard times in the heart of the city. People selling off their ground, people losing half their town. And it's hard times in the heart of the city. People moving off their land, people making one last
they all hand me. Make my bed and light the light. I'll arrive a little late tonight. Blackbird, bye. All my cares and woe, here I go and I'm singing low. Bye, ba doo ba doo, bye bye, all you blackbirds. Well, somebody waits for me, sugar sweet, so is he. Bye, bye, blackbirds. No one here can love and understand me. What a lot of hard luck stories they all hand right down to me. Make my bed and light the light. I'll arrive late tonight. Blackbird, bye-bye. Here I go and I'm singing low. Bye, ba doo doo, bye bye, all you blackbirds. Where somebody waits for me, sugar sweet, so is he. Bye, bye, blackbird. No one here can love and understand me. What a lot of hard luck stories they all hand right down to me. Make the bed and light the light. I'll arrive late tonight. Blackbird, blackbird.
We just listened to my piece, If It Ain't Got Passion. Then we heard Baltimore musician Jamie Wilson and the Raga Celtic Delta Blues Band doing a romp in the woods. After that, we heard Woody Lissauer's new piece, Hard Times, from his newly released CD by the same title. To close out the set, we heard the great jazz vocals of Theda Spracklin singing the standard Bye Bye Blackbird. And on that note, that's what we're going to have to do. Say bye-bye until next time. Thanks for listening to Radio 8. For more info about the artists on the show, please go to www.studio8.tv. That's Studio EIGHT.tv. And click on the Radio 8 logo. This is Doreen Perry. See you next time.